FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. So call 620-342-2600 for that complete list of services or just to set up an assessment. But regardless, it's Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVUE News time is now 7:22. It is Newsmaker time here today. We're pleased to have with us in studio, we've got Dr. Jordan Willis and Dr. Caitlin Tennyson joining us from Newman Regional Health to talk about National Rural Health Day. And really the way I was going to approach this was to talk a little bit about what got you guys interested in medicine, really what got you focused on your specialties, and why rural health care is so important to you. So, Dr. Willis, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Dr. Tennyson, how are you today?
Great morning.
Good. Well, thanks for joining us here today. Dr. Tennyson, let's start with your background. Where are you from, and kind of work us through how you got to Newman Regional Health.
Yeah, so originally from Andover, Kansas, so just east of Wichita. Went to college at Southwestern College in Winfield, played basketball there, so had a lot of fun. Ended up going to KU in Salina, so okay. More of a rural setting in regards to that for my med school, and then ended up going out to Western Colorado for my residency, kind of a rural setting out in that aspect too. So mm-hmm. Honestly, rural has kind of always ever been all that I've ever known, truthfully. My parents graduated from Emporia State both, so kind of had some family ties here. My parents are still back in Andover, so Emporia was just a good location, honestly, for me.
I want to talk about that in more detail here in a second. But Dr. Willis, let's talk about, I guess, your background, your bio, and in short form, where you're from and kind of how you got to Newman Regional Health.
Yeah, I grew up outside of Kansas City, and I went to Manhattan Christian College and played soccer there for a little bit, then finished at Kansas State University. Then KU Med for med school, and I did my residency in Wichita, Kansas, and then down to Mississippi Sports Medicine for my fellowship in sports medicine, orthopedic surgery. I was always drawn to smaller town and more rural practice. I had a mentor who was a family medicine doctor, but it was more procedural based, and he operated similar to a small town doctor in that he did. You know, he took care of a lot of different things, and I really liked that side, especially the procedural side of it. So that kind of drew me into more of a rural care model.
Understood. What is it about Newman Regional Health, Dr. Willis? Because you're, I think, among the newest additions on the medical team here for Newman Regional Health. What was it about Newman Regional Health that made this a really good fit for you?
Yeah, it was actually the first interview I ever did. I came out here and met everyone, and I think specifically about Newman is just the people that they had here. I loved the people. They had all been working here for 15, 20 years, and they had a lot of pride in the hospital, and it just seemed like a great community to practice in.
Talk about your specialties. You mentioned a little bit about, to a degree, kind of what led you to those specialties, but what are you specializing in now, and maybe dive a little bit deeper into how you got to those, you know, aspects of medicine as opposed to maybe some other ones.
Yeah, so I'm an orthopedic surgeon with an emphasis on sports medicine, which was my fellowship. So I specialize in team coverage and then care of the injured athlete, you know, anything from ACL tears to rotator cuff tears to labral tears is my specialty. But I also, training in Wichita gave me a really broad based practice as far as dealing with hip fractures and hip replacements, knee replacements. So it set me up well for rural care.
Outstanding. Dr. Tennyson, talk about your specialties.
Yeah, so I am family practice, so I get to see babies, newborns, to the elderly, which I just think is the coolest thing ever. Mm-hmm. You know, I see everybody in between. I see families, and as family practice, I mean, we're kind of the first line workers. We get to see anything and everything, and then if it's something we can't take care of, then that's when we refer out to others, so it's really a privilege to be able to see everybody at every stage of their life and their healthcare.
Was that something that you were drawn to? I'm assuming that you wanted to be a doctor pretty young.
Yeah.
Is that something that you were kind of drawn to early on, say a family practice, or were you actually thinking of something else?
No, definitely. Family practice has always been kind of the thing. I actually got the opportunity to work as a scribe for a family practice provider down in Winfield when I was in college. So I got to see it kind of firsthand and be really involved, and that's really what kind of sent it over the edge and really confirmed what I wanted to do.
Doctors Caitlin Tennyson and Dr. Jordan Willis joining us here on our Newsmaker segment. National Rural Health Day is Thursday. Dr. Willis, why medicine as opposed to maybe something else? Because you could have gone anywhere. And how soon early on were you thinking, you know, medicine is going to be the way I want to go?
I actually wasn't thinking medicine all along. I just enjoyed science from the beginning. My mom was a dietitian and worked at a small family practice group, and I was heavily influenced by the doctors that she worked with. But it wasn't until college, until I did an anatomy and physiology class and cadaver dissection, that I realized my love for the human body and how it functions, and especially the surgical anatomy. And that really drew me to pursue orthopedics.
Okay. I wanted to ask both of you guys here before we start talking a little bit more, and Dr. Willis has talked more about, both have talked about rural, but Dr. Willis has had opportunity to talk a bit more about what got him into rural, and we're going to ask both of our doctors this, but let me ask you guys about, your staffs in your different departments at Newman Regional Health, and also for maybe youngsters who may be considering medicine, what they need to be prepared for as they get into the field. And Dr. Tennyson, I'll start with you on that.
Yeah, well, getting outside of residency, it's a big difference. You know, you're in training and you kind of always have the support. And then getting outside of residency, you know, you are it and you're kind of actually in charge of a lot of other people that you weren't really doing when you were in residency. So I found that to be kind of the biggest thing that I wasn't totally expecting. But man, Newman Regional Health sure made it easy, because just like Jordan said, I mean, it is just truly amazing the people who work there, who are just genuine and just really actually care about their job. And I think that is so big that you don't see in bigger hospitals. And the fact that that goes on and those people are just so invested in their job, it really trickles down to how good our patient care really is.
Dr. Willis, what would you put out in front of maybe somebody who's maybe they felt the bug in junior high, maybe they haven't felt it until college like you did, but what would you tell somebody as a point or two of advice as to what they can expect in the medical field?
Yeah, I would give the advice to younger kids that to know that you can do it, that it's possible to do it. I don't think I really realized early on in my life that I could even think about being a doctor, because I just didn't really think about it. All I wanted to do was, play sports and have fun, until my advisor in college told me, like, you could go to med school, you could try this. And I was like, I guess I could try that. But I never really had anyone tell me that early on. And I think that if you realize early on and have a goal, that it would be a lot easier for kids, especially rural kids. Even, sometimes they don't have their very high goals, but they can do that. Especially, the med students or the med schools here in Kansas want rural kids to become doctors, because they want to then put them back in their communities, and that just further advances rural care.
From your perspective, Dr. Willis, I guess, when it comes to rural care, and we'll kind of dovetail this into the final question here about, why rural care is so important. But do you see here that there is a an ongoing trend where it's harder for rural residents to get the medical care that they need?
Yeah, I do see that a lot. I think that there's a lot of patients that are leaving here for subspecialties that we don't necessarily have, which not every town can support a lot of subspecialties, and the transportation makes it difficult. But I think it is important to have really good primary care providers, because they take on a lot more than other primary care providers do in bigger cities. And I think we have excellent primary care here, which is very helpful as a surgeon who gets referrals.
Dr. Tennyson, are you seeing the same thing as a family physician?
Yeah, yeah. There's definitely some bigger specialties that we don't have, but I also think all of our specialists who are here really take on a bigger role than they do, like Jordan said, in bigger cities. And I think for most of the big issues that I see in my practice, we can handle right here in Emporia, and I think we do a fantastic job.
Wrapping things up here this morning with Dr. Caitlin Tennyson and Dr. Jordan Willis of Newman Regional Health, with, again, National Rural Health Day coming up here in a couple of days. How important is it, Dr. Tennyson, to maybe get more people interested in following your lead in rural health care, and how do you make that happen?
Yeah, I think, you know, rural health care, a lot of places is not a thing. It used to be a thing, and a lot of hospitals have shut down. And I think it's important, you know, just like Jordan had mentioned, there are issues with travel with a lot of people. Times are hard right now, and being able to travel an hour to 2 hours to go and see a provider or a physician is very difficult. So I think it is just very important that we keep, going with our mission, trying to help our community, trying to keep things local just for the best care for our patients.
And Dr. Willis, I'll ask you a bit of a tangent to that question here. How important is it for, folks who come from rural settings, getting into rural hospitals, you know, as providers, and then maybe starting to add different services to bring more people, rural people, into the hospital and getting the care that they need?
Yeah, I think every new service will keep a certain amount of people from traveling elsewhere and keeping them locally, and that I think is better for the patient, one, but also better for the hospital, the health of the hospital long term. But you know, with an emphasis on preventative care, and the global health is trending in that direction, I think it's very important that we make it easy for patients to get to see providers, because if it's difficult to even be in front of a provider, it takes away from that preventative care goal, I think, for these patients.
Outstanding. Dr. Willis, anything else that you wanted to add here this morning before we wrap things up?
No, I think that's it. I'm honored to be here. I'm thankful for the people of Emporia for embracing me and my family, and just happy to be here.
Outstanding. Dr. Tennyson, anything you wanted to add here this morning?
Yeah, just the same. Very blessed to be here. Thank you to the Emporia community. Thank you to Newman Regional Health. Thank you to my colleagues and my patients, and thank you to Emporia. I met the love of my life here. So,
outstanding. Well, thank you both for your service to our community here and helping to provide that rural health care and filling the gaps that are in place here locally and area-wide. And again, thanks for joining us here for a few minutes this morning.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. Dr. Caitlin Tennyson, Dr. Jordan Willis, our Newsmaker guests here today. It's now 7:33 on KVUE. Tomorrow's Newsmaker guests are going to be Dawn Young and Jill Burton talking about the Emporia Arts Center's purchase and operation of the Emporia Granada Theater. 7:20 tomorrow morning here on KVUE.
Thank you all. Nice program. Appreciate the doctors for stepping in with us here this morning. Our primetime newsmaker brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapies. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. 7:33, sunshine, 45 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next. In honor of American Education Week, Emporia students were asked who's made a difference in their life.
My name is Hudson.